Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. Hope everyone had a great three-day weekend, if you got a three-day weekend. Hope you all enjoyed the fair. That was an awesome time. Let's take a look at some of the news. Inaugural Mammoth Tough Race, coming to Mammoth Lakes on September 17th with an accompanying beer run, Mammoth Buff, presented by Shelter Distilling, set for September 16th. Mammoth Lakes, California, as John Muir said, the mountains are calling, and Mammoth Lakes is the gateway to the mountain adventure. This famous quote is printed on an enormous sign at the entrance to town and reminds every visitor of the adventures that await. The original event was announced in early 2020 and scheduled for September 19th, 2020. The pandemic pushed the events to 2021, and then last year's forest closures forced another cancellation. This time's a charm for 2022 to have this iconic mountain town host the long-awaited gravel event. David Sheik created this event with his partner, Amanda Nauman, to share the adventures they have cherished around Mammoth Lakes, and as a thank you to the town that has given them countless memories. With more than 8 years racing in gravel events across the country, during the pivotal rise of the discipline and years of training and exploring the Eastern Sierra Playground, Sheik and Nauman have built a tough adventure for all to experience. These are the roads I've trained on to prepare for some of my biggest goals, and I want to share the magic and see who's tough enough to join me, said Nauman. Tough is a general term for all consolidated pyroclastic volcanic rocks. The name, Mammoth Tough, is a nod to the Long Valley Caldera, the volcanic stone that defines gravel in the area. The caldera was formed about 760,000 years ago in a volcanic eruption from which magma still underlies it, heating underground water and fueling hot springs the event will ride by. The short course is around 40 miles with 2,300 feet of climbing and circle the famous caldera. The medium course is around 76 miles with 4,500 feet of climbing. The long course is around 106 miles with 7,500 feet of elevation gain and travels through the volcanic tabletop formed by the Long Valley Caldera. Mammoth Tough is partnering with the village at Mammoth to provide a full weekend of activities and an unforgettable party. The weekend will begin with a shakeout ride for those in town, registration, a stewardship presentation, and the infamous Beer Mile Run on Friday. Previously hosted by Oktoberfest, the Beer Run has been resurrected with the help of Shelter Distilling, and everyone is welcome to take on this fun run as a weekend kickoff. Of course, there will be a category for fastest beer mile and tough finisher with each route, with the Buff Awards for winners. The three available event distances on Saturday will offer a challenge for everyone. Concluding the event, when riders earn their tough badge, the village celebration will be waiting with open arms. Sunday morning will be a raffle, storytelling, mingle, and award ceremony for the toughest of folks. A portion of the proceeds from the event will benefit the Mammoth Mountain Community Foundation and Mammoth Lakes Recreation. Registration for the gravel ride is open until September 9th, 2022 at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and is limited to 700 participants. Registration for the beer run is open until the day of event and will accept signups up until the start. Our great country has taken liberty to protect the public lands throughout the Eastern Sierra and preserve the vast playground for future generations of explorers, naturalists, and visitors. Because of this, 10% of the entry fee will go directly back to the land. As riders wind through the wide open roads on seemingly forgotten land, they will take pride in knowing they are giving back to the U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. This is our land after all. For more information, go to EasternSierraNow.com or click the link on the app. And Wildfire Education Academy invites residents to join virtual session on smoke, evacuation, and other preparation procedures. Mono County, the sixth session of the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments Citizens Wildfire Education Academy, will focus on smoke evacuation and other preparation procedures. The session will be scheduled for Monday, September 19th at 6 p.m. The session will feature guest speakers Kimberly Mitchell, a research and systems analyst with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, and Christopher McRasson, Mono County Director of Emergency Management. Ms. Mitchell will provide a presentation on local air quality and tips to improve air quality during smoke events, and Director McRasson will discuss evacuation procedures and other emergency preparedness tips. Details on the academy and instructions on how to register for the upcoming session can be accessed through the Eastern Sierra Now app or through EasternSierraNow.com with the link. All sessions are recorded and available on demand following the live event via the Academy's website. Organized by the ESCOG and sponsored by Mono County, Inyo County, the Town of Mammoth Lakes, Friends of the Inyo, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, the Mono Lake Committee, the White Bark Institute, Eastern Sierra Land Trust, several Mono County Fire Safe Councils, and others, the Academy is aimed at reducing the anxiety about wildfire and addressing and responding to the multitude of questions that residents and visitors have about the topic. The 60 to 90 minute sessions are held the third Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The upcoming schedule and topics: September 19th, smoke evacuation and other preparation procedures; October 17th, insurance concerns, local fire departments, and fire safe councils. Hey, and don't forget that Law's Railroad's Good Old Days is coming. September 10th, the Law's Good Old Day, a long-standing community event since 1977, is ready to become your favorite event of the year. Again, Law's volunteers do not spare time or effort to recreate a program of activities, demonstrations, and live entertainment. You don't want to miss this event. Dave Stymie opens the event with a dinner concert at the Whiskey Creek Restaurant in downtown Bishop on Friday, September 9th. If you have tickets, you're lucky. The dinner concert sold out several weeks ago. And we'd like to extend a huge thanks to Sarah Sheehan for generously sponsoring this concert. On Saturday, September 10th, the Law's Good Old Days will be in full swing on the Law's Railroad Museum and Historical Site grounds. The museum opens at 10 a.m. The event starts at 11 and ends at 6 p.m. The day is packed full of activities, demonstrations, and live entertainment. Make sure you have plenty of time to experience everything they've got and to see the new exhibits around the museum. Have you seen the renovated school and the Station Agent House? How about the American Mule exhibit? My daughter actually really loved it. You guys gotta go see it. Activities: create reuse art with Gladys and the Gooden team with Gladys. Cut with a manual saw a slice of a stump and brand it with Smokey the Bear. Explore the world of quilts with the Calica Quilters. Get a book signed by or go on a paranormal investigation tour with author-investigator Mary Mason. Make paper beads in the train engine house. Ride the rails on a handcar or with good old Smokey. Test your gold panning skills. Paint a bandana or compete on the bandana sewing contest. Best of all, none of these activities require electricity or internet. Yes, you may unplug. Demonstrations? Mike Mumford of Roadrunner Forge and Ridgecrest will show the how-to of blacksmithing works. Colleen Hart will be weaving on her traditional loom. Todd Bradley and Mike Larry create amazing items out of wood on an old-time lathe. Norma Vetter shares her skills in jewelry making. Cody McKinley will intrigue with the details of saddle making. Jay Smart will operate the stamp mill workings using a 1912 15 horsepower hit and miss engine, and close by will be a mule packing demonstration and an exhibit of how locally we transform water flow into power through the use of a Pelton wheel. Food, Rosa's Mexican Food, and Debbie's Hot Dogs and Snow Cones will keep you energized through the day. Close by, a community jam group will ensure for a good musical and food pairing. Curly Fletcher Stage, live entertainment from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. The Bishop Community Band opens, followed by Sage Romero and the Akamaya Cultural Dance Group. The return of Vivaldi, variety shows hosted by Fiddle and Pete, will take us through the day. Auctions. The traditional pie auction will be held at 3 p.m. At its conclusion, the silent auction will go silent, handing out the auctioned items to the respective winners. Capping the day will be the American Mule Museum-sponsored concert and dance with Sandy in the High Country on the lawn next to the depot at 4:30 to 6 p.m. Dance, listen, and have an early dinner. This event wouldn't be if not for volunteer artists and crafters. If not for Law's volunteers and the sponsors of this event, such as Inyo County, Sarah Sheehan, the American Mule Museum, C5 Studios, Connie Co., Pat Holland, and you, the patrons of Law's and Law's Good Old Days. Saturday's event's admission is free. Come and join us in our celebration of our community and its heritage. A suggested donation of $15 or more will get you a commemorative Law's Good Old Day tote. This is a first. Don't miss out. Totes are available only on the first-come, first-served basis. For more information, go to lawsgoodolddays.org or go to easternsierranow.com and click the link. And don't forget that the Bishop Chamber of Commerce has their board installation dinner on September 15th at 6 p.m. at Upper Crust Pizza for $30 a person. You can RSVP by September 9th by calling 760-873-8405 or emailing april@bishopvisitor.com. And it looks like the Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater and Sierra Classic Theater are looking for volunteers to assist at a rest stop at the Grand Fondo on Saturday, October 10th at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Says here, we need your help. Jump in for some Fundo fun. Help the Grand Fondo Wild Rose Rest Stop and help earn a donation to provide funding for Mammoth Lakes Shakespeare Festival 2023. To volunteer, go to easternsierranow.com and click the link.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
All right, and that's going to do it for the news. I'd like to thank you all for joining me, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.